right, good morning. South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Beth Foster, and it's time now for Love Bites. We do it every Friday at this time with relationship expert Francesca Luca. And Love Bites is sponsored by Fearless Angel Boutique on Route 53 in Norwell, empowering women through classy clothes. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Rob and Beth. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back. And we have to help this listener who wrote in. She has a dilemma with her sister and her sister's boyfriend. Are you ready, Francesca?
I'm all ears.
All right. This listener said, my sister has been seeing her boyfriend for 2 months, and the boyfriend's mother called her the other day just to let her know that if she is going to get serious with her son, she needs to know he is not interested in having a family. I just don't want you to get hurt, she said. She only met his mother once and says she is a busybody. My sister told me that he talks about his mother more than she thinks is normal. Is he a mama's boy, Francesca? I think he is. And I was also married to a mama's boy. This is a listener writing in. So I'm sensitive to it. Please tell me how to deal with this so I don't ruin my relationship with my sister. I'm very worried.
It sounds like his mother is still breastfeeding him.
Oh. Oh, my.
But seriously, this is quite an intrusion, and it's a slippery slope at that. We'll try to parse this out. It was hard to even concentrate on the question because all I could imagine was this mother calling this woman and thinking the absurdity of it. So I'm going to give her some mama's boy's identifiers, okay? Mm-hmm. So you know the usual suspects. He needs to constantly check in with his mother. The mother does everything for him, irons his shirts, cleans his house, you know.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Rob!
What?
He doesn't know how to say no to his mother. He feels a responsibility to his mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, mom has always been there for me.
Yeah, well, but here's one that needs to be really take notice. When he says, you remind me so much of my mother, it might be time to run.
Okay. If a guy tells you, if you're in a relationship with a man or you're dating him, and he says, you remind me of my mother. That's a red flag in your opinion, Francesca?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
It's a turn off for me. I'm like, I don't want to remind you of your mom.
Yeah, I mean, did you sleep with your mother? No.
Exactly.
But I don't want to throw in my two cents here, my personal opinion. However, I would say that 2 months into the relationship, I'd think really seriously about continuing.
Yeah, but she's got to put her two cents.
Yeah,
she's
you're
the
right.
Relationship expert.
Only 2 months. I know. I appreciate your professional expertise. First of all, red flag 2 months in. Second red flag, why can't this guy who's in a relationship with this woman be forward about his desire to have a family or not? Why is the mom breaking the news? So I think any man who isn't forthright with their intentions with you is a huge red flag, whether the mom is involved or not. You know, I think if you're dating in your late 30s, you got to know where it's going unless you want a casual relationship. If you're upfront about wanting a family and a future and maybe just a marriage at the end of the day and somebody is not aligned with that, then you got to kick them to the curb. My last red flag is it's really hard to tell a friend, a sister, somebody you love that you're close with that you do not like their partner or spouse. I have been in this situation with a friend. Yep. It causes a huge fray. All you can do is support them and be there for them and say, hey, is this really what you want for your life? And try to guide them in the right direction.
Right. Well, let's go back first to what is probably driving what mama's boys, because fear is usually what it is. It's like a sort of an anxious attachment to the mother, and that's because he fears that she'll pull her love. And so he allows the mother to basically do whatever she wants. Mm. Right? Right? But, Rob, I'm curious, what do you think about this? I mean, you're a guy, and you said you love your mother, and she was always there. So are we just picking on the mother?
She would iron my shirts, sure, if I were there.
She would iron your shirts today, like this afternoon? She's a busybody herself.
Wait a minute. How old are you, Rob?
I'm 50.
But,
and your mother is ironing your shirts?
Not now,
Well, she would be if you let her.
I'm saying, when I was in high school and even into college when I was still living at home, I did feel a little weird about it at the end.
That's not a huge red flag.
She was so good at it.
No, for sure. I think, like, you know, that's very akin also with Italian men. I have a bunch of Italian friends, and, you know, they still live at home for a while.
So you're saying, no, I think I agree with both of you on this thing. I don't think I could defend the...
Okay, Rob, but on the flip side, if you're dating a woman whose father called you and said she doesn't want any kids, and then also the woman you were dating was constantly checking in with her father every hour, let's say, let's be dramatic and say every hour, would that be a red flag to you?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think so. Even though, you know, I mean, the father, you know, in some ways calling, you know, could be some kind of protective thing. I mean, I think some fathers have called, right?
Absolutely. Every hour, every day is a little bit much. I'm not saying this mom's calling the son every hour, but a consistent intervention into an adult's life, I think, goes a long way in saying that they definitely have a larger influence than maybe is appropriate.
Yeah, I think at that point is what all of you, maybe you guys would agree, is if this is what it is now, it 2 months, where does it go from here, right?
Exactly. Right. And I think that he potentially is emotionally immature. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, I'm just going to go to the sister for a second.
Yep.
What concerns me about the sister writing in is she meddling? I mean, you know, isn't she doing what the... I mean, if this... You're not even sure. She said your sister mentions he talks about his mother more than is normal.
Absolutely.
So is she... But wait, what I'm saying is the girl who's dating the guy, is she just observing that behavior, or is she actually complaining about it? Because maybe she's just commenting on it, and the sister who was, what did she say, she was married to a mama's boy, mm-hmm. so maybe her back is up. So,
totally.
You know, you don't really know. I mean, it's hard with these kinds of questions because they're not necessarily, you know, we don't have a lot of information. But, you know, that does concern me, for sure.
Extremely valid, Francesca. Thank you.
Francesca, she joins us for Love Bites on Fridays at this time, sponsored by Fearless Angel Boutique. And now we have 30 seconds. Francesca, you want to give away a book to a listener? Is that correct?
I want to give a book. Oh, yes. You've got the book, though.
The 7 Secrets to Lifelong Love, Rollmate to Soulmate by Dr. Warren. Is it Warren Farrell?
Dr. Warren Farrell. Yeah, and he's a big shot. He was actually on Oprah. And I just want to say real, real quick, this Wednesday coming up, I have the director of the Sternberg Center for Successful Relationships, Dr. Karen Sternberg. And we are going to be talking about emotionally unavailable partners. So listen in.
That'll be
the Francesca Luca Show, which is on Wednesday nights at 8. All right, call now for the book. We'll take caller 3-781-837-4900. Call us now, 781-837-4900. Caller number 3. Call now. We'll get you that book. Rollmate to Soulmate. Call us now. Up next, traffic and weather in the 9s. This has been Love Bites.